South Africa last hosted the Rugby World Cup in 1995. That was the tournament that changed everything. But today we have to face a painful question. Is there a danger that we might never host the tournament ever again? You are getting a front row seat to 3 decades of brutal rejection, why it happened, and the one crucial sliver of hope I have that by 2039, World Rugby will finally right its historical wrong. So you saw a few days ago the draw was made for the 2027 Rugby World Cup. Australia are hosting. The Aussies also hosted in 2003. That's a 24-year gap. New Zealand also waited 24 years between 1987 and 2011. France hosted most recently in 2023. That was a 16-year wait since they last hosted in 2007. England similarly waited 24 years between 91 and 2015. Although they co-hosted in 91, and even though Wales were the official hosts in 1999, England and the other then Five Nations countries all co-hosted games. I mean, for example, the semi-finals were both played at Twickenham. Is that really a Wales World Cup? As you know, we hosted in 95 and attempted to only make it a 16-year wait by bidding for 2011. We bid again for 2015, 19 and 23. Every time we were unsuccessful. What was the problem? Well, the Kiwis were supposed to co-host in 2003. Due to a disagreement with Australia, they were removed and the Aussies hosted 2003 outright. There was a strong sympathy vote for the New Zealanders. There were also concerns over South Africa hosting the 2010 FIFA World Cup, that there might be interference from the football world. In other words, FIFA and its demands might take preference over rugby. Okay, fine. For 2015, there were a few other things going on. The decision was made in 2009. Now, there, you would say that there would be no problems with football getting in the way. But the then IRB had real concerns over the global financial crisis at the time. England was seen as a sure thing in terms of delivering a profitable tournament. However, South Africa's bid committee felt that they were screwed over. So much so that SARU actually lodged a formal protest that very day, claiming the process was rigged. For example, minimum financial guarantees were allegedly tweaked mid-bid to favour England's deeper pockets. Francois Pienaar, who led our bid, even called it flawed. The IRB called it sour grapes. And then they decided to award 2015 and 2019 jointly. There was a strong determination to take the tournament somewhere new. They wanted growth, but they also wanted a sure thing from a financial point of view. And that's how Japan easily got the nod for 2019. We tried again in 2023. Owing to allegations of vote rigging, World Rugby's new revamped system was meant to be foolproof. An independent evaluation committee crunched the numbers on infrastructure, fan experience and revenue potential, delivering a 139-page report in late October 2017. The verdict? South Africa was recommended as the preferred hosts. Rugby World Cup Limited rubber-stamped it unanimously on October 31, sending it to the 40-member World Rugby Council for what should have been a formality vote on November 15 in London. And yet, World Rugby's council flipping the script, ignoring their own experts, and going with France instead is what happened. And so you might ask, what is the point of even trying? If they're not going to give it to us, even when we have the best bid, and it is recommended so by their own experts, then bidding is just a waste of our time and our money. And it does cost money. SARU President Mark Alexander has already indicated we will not be bidding for the 2035 Rugby World Cup. We can't afford it. And the monies that need to be guaranteed up front by the government can be better used for housing, infrastructure, schools, etc. When you look at it like that, it really does start to feel like we will never host the Rugby World Cup ever again. And that's such a shame, because we are one of the great rugby nations. We have won the tournament more times than anyone else. We are a rugby-loving nation. And we have some of the best stadiums in the world. In part, thanks to the 2010 FIFA World Cup, we could host games at such fantastic venues like the Cape Town Stadium, Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium, Moses Mabhida Stadium, Mbombela Stadium, FNB Stadium, and even the revamped Loftus and Free State Stadiums, for example. Infrastructure, facilities, and hospitality is not the problem. The cost of what needs to be guaranteed by the government up front is what is problematic. Couple that with a clear unwillingness by World Rugby to give us another chance, and you have a situation where it's pointless even bothering to bid. However, I don't believe this will always be the case. The men in charge of World Rugby will not always be there. For example, Bill Beaumont is already out of the picture, having been replaced last year. I understand their desire to maximize profit while also trying to take the World Cup to new territories. To that end, we can already assume that after the risky choice of the USA as 2031 hosts, the 2035 tournament will almost certainly take place in England, Japan, or France again. Because it's a sure thing. And so that means 2039 could be a genuine shot at us hosting it again. We could appeal to the fact that by then it would have been 44 years since we last hosted. Some countries would have had two or even three chances to host by then. We've got the infrastructure, facilities, and hospitality, as already mentioned. And we're the most successful team in the history of the competition. That must count for something. I mean, we are actually their poster child. We are supposed to be their blue-eyed boys. And until now, they've shown nothing but disdain for us. So there might be a bit of guilt there. And there might even be a bit of guilt for not awarding us 2023 when their own committee recommended us. Of course, there will be stiff competition. By then, New Zealand might want to host it again, although I think the expanded 2014 World Cup and their smaller stadiums counts against them massively now. And perhaps the only way they ever host it again is if they co-host with Australia. Argentina might want to host, and they could throw in the novel idea of co-hosting a few matches in Uruguay and Chile. Spain and Portugal might fancy a co-bid. Italy might fancy a shot. And I've long felt an Ireland, Scotland, Wales co-bid could work nicely, with each of them having about two, sometimes three, really good stadiums. But one thing is for sure, if there remains a feeling that no matter what we do, they won't give us a fair crack at hosting the tournament, then I don't think we'll even bother. But I remain hopeful, especially because in 1995, I was 11 and desperately wanted an adult to take me to one of the matches. But no one did. So how do you see it? Do you also think we shouldn't give up on hosting the Rugby World Cup again and maybe just be a little bit patient? Or do you think that ship has sailed and we may as well not bother trying? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. There are great benefits to be had. For example, you can get quarterly Zoom calls with me where we discuss Springbok matches, tactics, classic fixtures, all those sorts of things. You might be able to get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. In addition to that, you might be able to win the new James Small biography that's coming out soon. And you might even get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online merchandise store. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US dollars, not Zimbabwean dollars. I know the rand is not what it once was, but it has strengthened a bit in 2025, so that's good news. Makes it a little bit more affordable. Your support will be greatly appreciated, and I look forward to speaking to you next time. The link is in the description area below, by the way. Click on it, become a part of my dream team, and I look forward to your company next time.